Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. If you'd like to talk about your small business, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, small businesses lead the charge into thrifting and big companies are following, and the Israeli startup improving communication in car crashes. Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Some of the country's biggest retail names are following online startups into the cult of thrifting, casting aside long-held fears that selling secondhand goods would cannibalize the market for new goods. Thrifting, as it's known, is gaining traction as shoppers have grown more bargain-conscious and concerned about the environmental impact of fashion, especially the throwaway clothing model that's been popularized by fast fashion chains. It's a story by Suzanne Kapner, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Suzanne, what's up here?
People are extremely bargain conscious today, and they're more environmentally conscious, and they don't want to buy clothes, wear them a few times, and have them end up in a landfill. So all these things are sort of driving a movement to secondhand thrifting. At the same time, we've had a lot of companies like The Real Real and Farfetch and Poshmark that have developed, with the help of technology, developed these platforms that make it much easier to buy secondhand clothes today.
Where did this come from? Did any particular event or person inspire this?
I mean, thrifting has been around forever with the local thrift store and Goodwill. Then you had eBay as an early adopter online. But it's this really this new crop of companies. I wouldn't say it was one person in particular, but there's sort of this new, you know, handful of companies that are really sort of making this thing into a mainstream phenomenon.
All right, so who are some of the big retailers who are starting to make room on shelves and racks for some of the, I don't know, kind of old-style clothes?
Macy's and JCPenney said they were partnering with ThredUp to sell used clothes in some of their stores, and they're going to have these sort of like shop-in-shops where ThredUp will sell, you know, secondhand vintage clothing and accessories. So they're two big ones that have now gotten into this game. You've had a company like Patagonia that got into this in 2017, and they're going to be opening their first store dedicated to selling used clothes this fall in Boulder, Colorado. And Levi's making a big push with its vintage jeans that they sell in some of their flagship stores. So you are seeing more traditional retailers get into this.
Wow. What's the business model here? Because it doesn't seem like this stuff can be that profitable.
Well, you know, like a lot of new startups, you know, The Real Real, for instance, which went public in June, the sales are growing, but they're not making money yet. And some of the challenges to becoming profitable, it's a completely different business model than traditional retailing because, you know, instead of selling thousands of the same item, you're selling thousands of one-of-a-kind pieces that you have to source from somebody's closet. You have to vet them and clean them and photograph them. And there's a lot of work that goes into making these goods saleable.
We're speaking with Suzanne Kapner, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. We're talking about retailers now embracing the trend of thrifting. So what goes into it? You just referenced that. You got to clean these things, vet them somehow?
You know, for the real, they have like what they call a white glove service, where they go to the homes and apartments of wealthy people, and they help them clean out their closets, and then they bring those items back to their warehouses, where they, you know, they clean them, they vet them, they clean them, they have a whole authentication process for, you know, making sure that they're not counterfeit, and then they have to be photographed. You have to write copy, and you know, for the website, and they have to be, you know, displayed online and then shipped to the buyer at some point down the road. So there is a fair amount of work to making these items into something that somebody wants to buy.
Thanks, Suzanne. Suzanne Kapner, reporter from The Wall Street Journal. More after this. Running a business is so much more than just having a product or getting a website. Success lies in the details, the numbers. Do you know your numbers? If not, you don't know your business. If you're like many, you have one system for accounting, another for sales, another for inventory, and so on. That all adds up to a real big mess. It all takes up too much time and resources, and that ultimately hurts your bottom line. Take control with NetSuite by Oracle, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform, giving you the visibility and control you need to grow. Get back your time and lose the headaches. Manage all aspects of your business right from your phone or desktop. And right now, NetSuite is offering you valuable insights with a free guide called 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/Gordon. That's netsuite.com/Gordon to download your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. That's netsuite.com/Gordon. I know, you haven't noticed, you're too kind, but it's true. I know firsthand all about hair loss. I've lost a few strands or two. It's a fact that 2 out of 3 guys experience some form of male pattern baldness in their early to mid-30s. But I believe I have some good news on how to at least slow the recession and disappearance of mine and maybe your hair. It's called Keeps, which offers proven treatments to combat the symptoms of hair loss. Keeps has revolutionized how men are treated for hair loss. First, no more in-office doctor visits. That's because with Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get your medication delivered to your home. Think about it. No more waiting rooms and no more pharmacy checkout lines. It's important to know that prevention is key and that Keeps treatments really work. In fact, they're 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/deal to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/deal. KEEPS.com/deal. An Israeli startup is working to close the information gap with a medical artificial intelligence system designed to alert first responders in real time about the kind of internal injuries they may find in a car crash. It's called MDGO, based in Tel Aviv. It's a story by Matthew Dolan, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Matt, explain.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's a startup that's based in Tel Aviv in Israel, and their idea is that cars themselves actually collect a lot of information about the passengers inside of them, but that information is not necessarily processed in a way that could help first responders. And so the idea is not to actually sense what happens to a particular driver or passenger in a car, but is to measure how quickly a vehicle has been going or even how quickly a vehicle has been stopping in a crash, and from that information use what they call big data about medical injuries and figure out, well, what kind of damage could that do to the body? And especially they focus on internal injuries, because one of the challenges for these first responders is how do we diagnose the injuries that we can't yet see? And so that's sort of the model of what they're trying, and now they've gotten some early investment from Volvo and from Hyundai.
So ideally, though, I'm guessing a car could be able to relay whether or not it was a rear-ending or a T-bone, right, to go along with that, based on perhaps the way airbags deployed, or not necessarily?
Right, yeah. So there is a variety of different sensor information that is available to the auto manufacturers, and then they have a variety of ways of connecting that information back to their own companies. So I would say that there are a couple things happening right now. One, a the majority of vehicles that are coming off assembly lines today are what we call connected vehicles. Now, that wouldn't necessarily apply to an older vehicle, but the newer vehicles coming out are connected. And then the question is, well, what kind of sensors do they have? This sensor, this technology from this MDGO company relies on accelerometer data, which is essentially how fast and how quickly you stop. And they think that's important because the gravity forces on the body can be, they can sort of come to an estimate of what kind of force there is based on how quickly the vehicle was going and how quickly it stopped. So the type of accident that you've talked about, you know, whether or not it be a T-bone or a rollover, that information by some companies is known, and that can help. But let me put a little wrinkle into it, which is that one of the things that automakers had been able to figure out is, through various technologies such as OnStar, is whether or not at GM, whether or not a vehicle is involved in a rollover. But the folks at MDGO had told me that there really is a big difference between a high-speed rollover and a low-speed rollover in terms of what kind of injuries that could mean for a driver and passenger overall. And so, you know, often it's not necessarily always just the type of accident or in terms of how it would affect injuries, but the speed in which the vehicle was going.
Thanks, Matt. Matthew Dolan, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.